Only a handful of mushers from Western Alaska run the Iditarod. One of them, Mike Williams Jr., is from the small Kuskokwim village of Ekyek. He is the son of Iditarod veteran Mike Williams Sr. and shares the same family kennel. Williams Jr. has found a lot of success creating the legacy known as Team Williams. And as Angela Denning Barnes reports, his training style is somewhat unconventional.
Mike Williams Jr. races everything. Sprint races and distance races alike, and he always finishes near the top. He took 26th place in his rookie run of the Iditarod last year, and this January he was just 1 minute away from winning the Kuskokwim 300. The 26-year-old Williams is also that good in local sprint races. Last month he won two of them at 25 and 45 miles in length. So how does he do it? This has puzzled his competition, who train their dogs for specific distances and speeds. William says the answer is tough for him to put into words.
I don't know how to explain how dogs do well in short races and then do well in long races. A good dog's a good dog, and this is a pretty good group.
If you press him, he admits that if he had the resources, he'd have two separate teams, one for sprinting and one for distance, but he has obviously figured out ways to get around that.
If you take care of them right and take care of their feet and manage their weight, you know, keep them at a good weight and not too skinny, not too fat, you know, the dogs can do a lot.
Williams also sees racing the dogs as part of their training. He has seen the benefits of competing in 20-mile races.
I don't know, I think these, you know, pushing them and racing them gets their heart rate up and get their blood flowing, and you know, it gets them in good shape, and you know, overall it's a good exercise for them to expend themselves.
He says it also boils down to the dog's mental strength, which can grow from a variety of training.
A lot of it is mental. Most of it is a mental thing. I'm sure everybody's got, you know, all physically fit dogs, but the mental part of it, you know, it plays a huge role in competition.
Williams' dogs are in their prime, ranging from 3 to 6 years old. He says nearly all of them ran the Iditarod last year, including his two main leaders, Carrie and Emo. Williams will be wearing Iditarod bib number 41. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.